Hello, Shalzana checking in for day 3 of South by Southwest. Actually feels like about day 13, but still lots of fans to see. The queues are really building now. There are people everywhere. Loads of queues of people without wristbands as well. So if you get in the wrong queue, as I did today, you tend to come a cropper. And for that reason, I managed to miss Palisa and Reptar, unfortunately. But, you know, you make up with for it by watching lots of other great stuff as well. But today, my highlights definitely were seeing Breton at the British Embassy. No, I didn't take my passport. I didn't need a passport, but they were fantastic. Their second show, they arrived last night at about 11:30, played their first set at 1:30 in the morning at the Spiderweb out of town. So quite excited to have them on today. Then I took a massive trek. Again, I'm really one for walking at the moment. Over to the west side of town to the Double Denim Love, Love, Love party. Managed to catch up with Dutch Uncles, who are priming themselves for their first couple of shows here before they've been to New York. But they've got a couple of shows here, and I got to see Zulu Winter playing their third show of the day, looking slightly dishevelled, but on great form. A few technical difficulties for them, but they sounded absolutely phenomenal. Come a long way since I saw them playing their first gig as Zulu Winter for Now Wave, Manchester promoter. Then I managed to miss Belisa and Reptar, so I checked out back into the British Embassy and went to see the Chevin, who have been supporting White Lies recently. And they were great, really good, just classic indie rock and roll, great stuff. Then I headed to the north side of the city to check out Hooded Fang. They've got a great single out at the moment called Clap, which I really love, and they were good. They weren't selling Mexican comics. They had a load of merch on the stage, and a few people were going mental in there. But they had a load of stuff on the stage, vinyls, stuff that they were selling, including some Mexican comics. They made it perfectly clear they weren't selling those. Then I trekked all the way back into Sixth Street, where it was mental this time. Just like people, honestly, everywhere. There's a man dressed as a he was playing violin and he was dressed as a beast. It's very frightening, some sights out there. There's so much smoke and LEDs, it kind of resembles walking through Independence Day at the moment. But anyway, I did manage to get into Beale Street Tavern to see the wonderful Hospitality